Dinosaurs were unlucky. If the asteroid had hit the Earth a few million years before or after it did, history might have looked a lot different. It all has to do with what the Earth looked like over 70 million years ago. Back then, there was a giant sea from the Gulf of Mexico up into Canada that split North America in half. That created a geography that supports lots of species that were native to little local places. Then about 6 or 7 million years before the extinction, the sea went away, and all those little dinosaur communities started coming together. Here's Dr. Dan Pepe from Baylor University. He's one of the authors of the new study, which focused on the diversity of dinosaur species at this time.
And so what we see is in the meat-eating dinosaurs, there's no effect in terms of how many species there are, their diversity and that stuff. But what we do see is that the really big herbivores, so the like classic Triceratops, the duck-billed dinosaur, those are actually they're sort of declining in diversity slightly.
About a 10% decline, which doesn't sound like an incredibly dramatic change, but Pepe says it was enough to make the food chain vulnerable. There wasn't a lot of diversity in those huge herbivores. Then the asteroid came along, sending ash up into the sky and clouding the atmosphere for years. Plants died, then plant eaters died, and then things that eat the plant eaters died. Dr. Pepe says the system was unstable and the push of the meteor caused the extinction.
Maybe 5 million years before, when that base of the food chain is more diverse, there's more species on the landscape, you knock out one or two, it doesn't really have a big effect. But right at this period of time, 66 million years ago, you only have a few species, you knock them out, and then the whole food web falls apart.
A lot of new data has come onto the dinosaur scene to help the scientists make these conclusions. Part of that was from technological advances. CT scanning fossils have given scientists new looks at how exactly the internal anatomies of these creatures worked, and we've entered a pretty prolific period of dinosaur discoveries. According to an article from 2008, a new dinosaur species is named every week or two.
Some of these places, in particular in China and in South America, it's unexplored territory. So you're going out there and it's like you're finding new dinosaurs and you're just finding new species practically every time you find a dinosaur. So it's pretty cool.
With KWBU News in Waco, I'm Rylan Barton.